Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Arisha, you and I know how much it sucks to split up shared stuff after a breakup. Like, how long have you been holding onto that sweatshirt? You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. First of all, I never did get rid of it. Yeah, I mean, it's not pleasant. It's a mess. And it's like, why did I even combine my stuff in the first place?
I know. And no one knows that better than Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. They split years ago, but the battle over the winery they shared has gotten pretty messy.
Yeah, because Angie tried to sell off her share of the company, and now Brad is suing her over it.
I mean, I think we can all agree that we need more of these trials with exes, you know, just more celebrity ex trials.
I almost wish my ex would take me to trial over this sweatshirt so I can know what it's like.
Me too. I want to be a witness. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, June 7th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
So we all know reputation means a lot. Once it's damaged, it can be really hard to recover. Mm-hmm. And Brad Pitt knows how true that is, especially in business. So Brad and his ex-wife, Angelina Jolie, previously co-owned a wine company together. And after they split up, Angie decided to sell her share of the business. But Brad says this hurt their company's rep, and now he wants her to pay for it.
Yeah, so this is... just rich people doing rich things. I can't think of a more rich person problem than this. So Brad and Angelina, they bought a controlling stake in the south of France home and vineyard Chateau Miraval back in 2008. And a controlling interest is basically when someone owns more than 50% of the company's voting shares, which gives them the deciding voice in shareholder meetings and control over company direction. Mm-hmm. A lot of words that mean nothing to us poories.
Right.
And after Brad and Angelina divorced in 2019, Angelina decided to get out of their wine business. Kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. At the time, Miraval was valued at $164 million. Mm. And Angelina sold her half of the company in 2021 to a company owned by Yuri Scheffler, Yuri owns the Russian vodka brand Stoli, which I am intimately familiar with from my college days. And on Friday, Brad filed a lawsuit against Angelina for the sale of her share, claiming she's damaging the company's reputation by selling her half of the business to a stranger. And he said that Angelina intentionally sought to inflict harm on him by selling her interests in the wine company.
So this winery was more than just a business for Brangelina. Their family spent a lot of time there. They even tied the knot there on the estate back in 2014. So it's obviously been a very meaningful place in their relationship. And in his lawsuit, Brad says they had agreed to never sell their respective interests in the family business without the other's consent. So that's messy.
Yeah. Brad's legal team says Miraval was purchased as a home to share with their children and the vineyard as a family business, and said that Miraval became his passion project that grew into a multi-million dollar global business and one of the world's most highly regarded producers of rosé wine. Now, in his lawsuit, Brad also accuses Angelina of contributing nothing to Miraval's success.
Listen, that's the quickest way to piss me off. Tell me I've done nothing. Like, I'd be so pissed if I were her. I'd be like, I did nothing? I'm sorry?
I'd be like, I don't know, I made half of $164 million or whatever that math would be.
Right. So even though Brad says they agreed to never sell their shares of Miraval without each other's consent, The Guardian reports that Angie was actually cleared to sell her part of the company after they divorced. But Brad doesn't just have a problem with her selling her share. It's who she sold it to. Brad says Yuri is bad for the brand and he wants him out. In the filing, Brad's lawyers say Angelina planned to sell her shares to Tenute Del Mondo, which the documents say is indirectly owned and controlled by Yuri Scheffler, the Russian billionaire who controls the Stoli Group.
And Brad's filing also says this company is bent on taking control of Miraval and accuses Yuri of having cutthroat business tactics and dubious professional associations. Brad's lawyers say this jeopardizes the reputation of the brand Pitt so carefully built, because Angelina did no work, evidently. The filing also refers to Yuri as a stranger with poisonous associations and intentions. And Brad claims Yuri launched a hostile takeover of Miraval and is trying to get a hold of confidential and proprietary information for the benefit of his competing enterprise. He also says Angelina did this sale in secret on purpose just to inflict harm on him. And now Brad wants Yuri out. He's asked for the sale to be reversed and he wants to be paid for damages.
I mean, on one hand, I get it. Like, this was supposed to be like a family thing and then she just sold her half to someone else.
Yeah.
So I do understand that. And I don't know. It seems really dicey, and I just can't wait for the movie about this to come out.
Yeah, my thing is, your divorce. Like,
I know.
Family's broken. I hate to say it, but...
Wow.
I mean, it's just, it's new family. Like, you're establishing your new normal for the family, and if she doesn't want to hold on to this thing that she does no work for, then let her let go of it.
I agree. But I feel like they could have had maybe a conversation about it. And maybe they did. Maybe this isn't true. Who knows? We don't know.
Right. That's the thing, is I kind of want to hear what her side of it is.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she's got texts where he was like, fine, do whatever you want, where he used the letter U instead of Y-O-U, obviously. That's how Brad Pitt would text.
Yes, 100%.
And then we're like, okay, Brad, you're getting called out now.
Yeah. That all seems very likely. So, yeah, obviously things are not great between Brad and Angelina right now. But when they announced their separation back in 2016, it was a pretty big shock, mostly because Brad wasn't currently starring in a movie where he could have cheated on Angelina. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Yeah. You know what? I told you many months ago, I'll never let it go. So, so basically, Brangelina was the A-list couple for a really long time. And then, God, I feel like out of nowhere, things turned really sour.
Yeah, it did. I mean, out of nowhere, they started hooking up behind poor Jennifer's back. As we all know, Brad and Angelina met in 2004 on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. At the time, he was married to Rachel Green, a.k.a. Jennifer Aniston. Brad and Jen got divorced, and then Brad and Angelina made their relationship official in 2005. They had three biological children together and three adopted children. And in 2014, they got married at the aforementioned Miraval estate.
Yes. But then just 2 years later, Angie filed for divorce. And I could have sworn it was longer than 2 years.
Because they were the ones that were like, we're not getting married till everyone can get married.
Oh, that's
right. And then everyone could get married and they're like, okay, let's do it then.
Yeah. And luckily, everyone can get divorced too. And so can we.
Yeah. Thank God.
So attorney Robert Offer confirmed to the Associated Press back in September of 2016 that their divorce was for the health of the family. And that same month, reports claimed that Brad was being investigated by the LAPD for an alleged child abuse incident with their oldest son, Maddox. I remember this is really messy.
Yeah.
And in a statement, the FBI said they were working to gather facts and will evaluate whether an investigation at the federal level will be pursued. Brad was cleared of those charges 2 months later. Then in 2019, an insider told Us Weekly that Angie still has a lot of resentment toward Brad. The source also said she wants him to be held accountable because she feels he turned her and the children's lives upside down.
Yeah. And so in March of 2021, Angelina filed documents alleging incidents of domestic violence regarding Brad. At the time, she stated her kids were willing to offer proof and authority in support of the claims. Maddox even addressed the court, and an inside source told Us Weekly it wasn't very flattering toward Brad. And then in May of last year, a judge ruled in favor of joint custody for the couple's six children. But Angelina claimed the court refused to let the kids testify against Brad regarding his alleged history of domestic violence. And later that month, a source revealed to Us Weekly that Angie would never forgive Brad for the way the custody agreement ended up and said she maintains it's far from over and still believes that justice will prevail.
God, this is, I mean, I completely forgot we talked about this, all of this.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's really sad.
Yeah, it's messy and it's really unfortunate, especially when you think about all the kids stuck in the middle.
Yeah. So it's clearly been a rough few years for Brangelina and it looks like it's far from over. Angie is not giving up on her custody fight. Brad wants a trial by jury for this lawsuit against Angie, which is not surprising to me. I feel like he's probably, I don't know. I feel like he wants a jury to be like, look at me, I'm Brad Pitt.
Well, I mean, he saw Johnny Depp and all that.
I know.
Fared for him. And he's like, I wouldn't mind getting a piece of that positive PR.
I mean, rule number one, if you're a heartthrob in the minds of some, get a jury. That's rule number one. And now we all know.
Get a court order of how much of a heartthrob you are.
Yep. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.